This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1758. You're a regular Al Roker. How to use pop culture to encapsulate.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You can always use adjectives to describe people, but today let's learn a more interesting way to do it by comparing the person you're speaking with to a famous person, a historical figure, or a pop culture personality. Learn exactly how to do it with Lindsay and Michelle today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? How are you?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm excited because today's episode is on video as well as on the podcast audio. So guys, if you want to see us, go over to YouTube. You can check out, you know, how we podcast on video. Good stuff.
Yes. See our gestures and our emotions and all these things that you might not get with just the audio. So now you have the chance to see what it really looks like.
What it really looks like. Our setup. It's very fun. Very cool. Michelle, what are we getting into today?
Well, at some point, you asked me about how much there was a big blizzard. And yes. I think this was off air, actually.
Okay.
And you asked me about it, and I was kind of teasing, like, you know, because we were talking about how much snow I got, and I said, I'm like Al Roker over here.
Yeah. I thought that was so funny. And I love it.
Thanks. You started saying, well, that's a good episode idea. Why don't we do something on that? And I realized it is such a good thing to bring to our listeners because it's first of all, it brings about humor.
Yes.
And also it's pop culture, right? So this is all stuff that's super important, right, Lindsay?
And it's a very unique way to say yes. something, right? Guys, believe it or not, we don't always have to use an adjective to describe ourselves. We can actually use someone's name to right. describe ourselves. And it's being used kind of as an adjective / a noun. It's really interesting. and this is high level. Again, Michelle, something our listeners will never learn in a textbook, probably not in a classroom either. No. This is real English, though, isn't it?
For sure, for sure. This is a way to bring about connection, about yes. humor, maybe tease a little bit, tease yourself, tease yes. another person. You know, it's just fun. So, but I mean, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. I mean, what does that mean? I'm like Al Roker over here. And who is Al Roker?
Well, Al Roker is the famous weatherman, right? So Al Roker was the weatherman for so many years. I don't think he's working anymore. I don't know did he pass away?
He's still working.
He's still working. Okay, gosh. See, that's the problem. That's where my knowledge drops off. But I don't know where people are at. But I can tell you, historically, we all know that Al Roker was the weatherman, is the the weatherman on the Today Show, yes. right? And yes. everyone just knows he's the guy. Sorry that I didn't even know what his status was right now.
Living or dead. No, that's okay. We love you, Al Roker. No, Al Roker, he's kind of like, he's kind of like America's weatherman, right? Like,
America's weatherman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that. Maybe that's what he's called. I don't know. But
that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. He's like really a staple, I think, in
yes.
the weather industry in the U.S. because he's more than a weatherman. He's also like a personality. He does more on the Today Show than give the weather. He's also, you know, really one of the hosts. And so he kind of like, I don't know what it was at the beginning of the Today Show. Maybe he was more just weatherman and then he kind of worked his way. But he's been famous for years. And he's a household name. That's household what we would say, name. A household name.
That's the key. So what we're showing you how to do today, guys, is take a household name and compare yourself to that or someone else, to tease yourself, tease someone else, to show context, show how you are acting right now. It's interesting that Al Roker has become such a household name because in the United States, I think we take news and we kind of make it entertainment in a way, right? For better or for worse, right? And so, you know, the Today Show is a blend of news and entertainment, pop culture. It's everything.
Right? Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's like serious reporting, fun reporting, just talk show.
Yeah, yeah. But there is something about weather people because even for our local news here, we watch the local news once in a while. It's kind of nice, Michelle. Do you watch the local news at all?
Sometimes, and then I don't know if you know that the line that Al Roker uses. Do you know happens is on the show? You might recognize it when I say it.
Yeah.
So what happens on the show is he'll be talking about like the national weather, and then they switch over to the local news so that you can get your local weather. So like everybody in the country, of course, sees their local news at that point. Okay. But he always goes like, that's what's happening in the rest of the country. Here's what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Oh yeah, your neck of the woods. Such a great idiom too for our listeners day for sure.
That's right.
So it's funny how these people, not only do they become famous for a certain way of being or what they do, but also famous lines, famous sayings, right? But even, I was going to say, even local weather, our news lady, Kathy, right? We talk about her, like she's a known name, right? Kathy is the news lady for the Denver News, like whatever channel, right? It's like we get to know these people. It's something about weather people, but it's not just weather people. It's news people, right? Anderson Cooper.
Oh, wow. He's the greatest.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So he just had another baby.
I know. Oh, I didn't know he had a original one. I thought this was his first baby. See, we know these things. It's so funny.
Right. They become they're celebrities. And you feel almost like you know them because you have put a certain amount of trust in them. And
Right.
It's interesting how journalists really become celebrities as well.
They do. And then Don Lemon. Everyone knows Don Lemon. I mean, it just depends on which station. I'm sure for someone that watches Fox News, they identify with who's the guy over there.
There's Sean Hannity.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then there's another guy. Who's that? Tucker?
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into it here, Michelle.
Okay, I can just keep on going all about the news people. Okay, but guys, what we're talking, you can see what connection this brings about, though. Because if you know these people, then you're like, oh, and that's what they say and blah, blah, blah. Right. So the structure that we're teaching today is I'm like, and this is very informal, as you can see. I'm like blank over here. So a person. Right?
I'm like blank over here.
That sounds so funny.
I love how we add the over here, meaning over here, right? I'm talking about myself. I'm like this person. I'm like Anderson Cooper. Yeah. I'm like Al Roker over here. That's interesting. So
I don't know why we say that, but it would be weird if I was just like, oh, I'm like Al Roker. I mean, yeah, I could say that, but it's like missing something, don't you think?
Totally. Yeah, because it's almost saying like you're always like Al Roker. If you just say I'm like Al Roker all the time, you're saying that. But if you say over here, it means in this moment, the things that you're saying are like Al Roker. So that is a key piece, right? That our listeners need to know. These little add-ons are actually so important.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, they are. They are. So let's give some other examples. Let's move away from Al Roker.
Yeah.
So, let's say, Lindsay, that you were telling me about something that was bothering you.
Okay.
And I was trying to guess the problem. Maybe medically. Maybe you were telling me, oh, I have a headache, or I have a this, or I have a that. And maybe I gave a good guess.
Okay.
Let's see if Lindsay about this reference for you. Okay, here we go.
Oh, wow. You're right. I'll ask my doctor. Maybe that's it. Thanks.
Oh, it's nothing. I'm like Dr. House over here.
That one, I think that was in my gap of years when I missed all TV. Dr. House, which show is that from? I missed all TV. I was just traveling. I didn't have access to anything. What show is that from, Dr. House?
House.
Okay, from House. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. All right.
Yes, it's called House, and it was with this British actor, Hugh Laurie, who put on this amazing American accent. You would have never known he was British. Oh my gosh.
That's impressive.
And he was this like grouchy doctor, and the episodes were always like there was this big mystery, what was going on, and then just towards the end he figured out what it was. So
I mean
that's okay. Like Lindsay, you watch TV shows I don't watch. Like there are more obscure references. So that is kind of like an older show reference. It's not like you might want to use these references when you know the person will know them.
Right. And this is part of connection too, knowing what references to use by knowing the person you're talking to, right?
True.
So
Roker is like really like a...
He's the weather. Everyone deals with the weather.
Yeah.
And I think the Today Show, I don't think it's necessarily like super conservative or liberal. It's probably liberal leaning, but it's probably somewhere they try to be in the middle. They try to address the mass market, right?
It's more like an entertainment, like... Yeah, exactly. It's different. It's not like on a CNN or a Fox News.
Exactly. But like you and I talking, it makes sense because we know we both watch CNN. So for you to say to me, I'm a regular Anderson Cooper or I'm like Anderson Cooper over here. I just hinted to the next construction for our listeners. So let's go into it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Okay. Wait, hold on. You know what? Let's give one more example.
Okay. Yeah. Let's give one more because we want to make sure our listeners can do this, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in this one, I made a silly mistake, or I had some sort of awkward moment in front of you. And it happened a few times. Like I'm just kind of having one of those days. Okay. Here we go.
Oops. You okay, Michelle?
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm like Larry David over here.
I don't know if I get that one either. Larry David. I know. I have gaps, Michelle. Our listeners know it. Pop culture gaps. So tell us about that one.
Well, Larry David is the creator of Seinfeld.
Oh, okay. I love it.
There we go.
So you're saying...
And he's on Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know that show?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Never seen it, though.
Okay, you should watch it. So he's known for being like... a disaster. Like, he always like makes some sort of mistake, or he gets himself into some sort of uncomfortable social situation, and then everybody hates him. And it's like, or I mean, he also is just not a very nice person. But
interesting.
So making a Larry David. So I'm making a Larry David reference here. I'm relating to the fact like I'm acting this way in this moment, like you said, like you know, right now. It's not like always.
Yeah,
maybe sometimes. And I'm making a joke by calling it and making a reference to him.
Yeah, I love it. And there's so much you could do here. You know, for example, Joe Biden used to be known for blunders, right? Saying, do you know that? Like, used to be known for like just saying the wrong thing, just not being very polished and saying too much or the wrong thing. Now that he's president, it wouldn't work quite as well because he's known for a lot of things, all these projects and things. But before, you could have said, I'm like Joe Biden over here, if you made a blunder, you said something in the wrong way. So that's another example, right?
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do one more.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Now, so you can, this is where you're making it about me, right? Like you can say this about yourself. But you can also make it about someone else. So here we go.
Okay.
Lindsay, I just bought a car and a new bag.
Michelle, you're like Kim Kardashian over here. All right. Yeah, I know who that is. Don't worry. Don't worry. Jeez.
Yeah. But like, I don't know much about Kim Kardashian, actually, but I'm sure, you know, it, like someone who's very into fashion, who buys a lot of things. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So exactly. You want to make sure that you're not insulting the person. That's right. The only thing is if like they hate that person or something.
Yeah.
Or the connotation of that person is referring like. The Kim Kardashian reference, like, if I, like, love Kim Kardashian and you know that, then that's kind of fun. But maybe if you said it and I was like, are you saying I'm, like, snobby or that, you know, I'm not saying that she's those things. I don't know anything about her.
It could be loaded. Mm-hmm.
It's like you're commenting on my money, my status, what I think is important, things like that. So you have to really think about that.
Exactly. And a good key word that I just said for a listener bonus, loaded. It could be a loaded comment, meaning it could have more, more ammunition behind it, I guess.
Yeah. It's like you're
trying to say more than you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. I love this next construction here, right, Michelle? This one's fun. I think this one I say more often because it's just fun. It's just, I don't know. What is it?
Okay, it's a you're a regular, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then the person's name. Okay. So you kind of mentioned this earlier, Lindsay. What did you say?
You're a regular Anderson Cooper, right? For example, I guess it could be a lot of things. Like you're a lot of cool, things. Older man. I don't know, like with great hair, good looking.
Or if I'm like giving you like all the news or something, like, or what if, you know how he always is like giggling?
Yeah. Oh, his like kind of giggle is like, oh, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah. It's so adorable. I love Anderson Cooper, like for many reasons.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah.
So like maybe if I'm like giggling and you make a joke like that.
So completely. That would work for sure. Or like you just look good in a suit, right? Just like looking good, that kind of thing. Oh, you're a regular Anderson Cooper. You look great. Right. Okay, what would be another one?
Or if somebody's like hair turns white, but they look awesome.
They look awesome. They look better or something, right?
They get new glasses. It could be, it could be physical. It could be like they have glasses that he is kind of like, you know, very characteristic glasses. They get something and it looks like him. You can, instead of saying like, oh, your glasses look like Anderson Cooper's, right? You could say like, oh, hey, you're a regular Anderson Cooper. That's kind of a different way to say it.
And a next level, guys, a next level to connection. If you're talking with native speakers, they're going to love that, right? It's totally different and more interesting than saying your glasses look like this person's glasses, right? That's kind of boring. Right. You're a regular Anderson Cooper with those glasses or those shades on, right?
It's such a funny thing to say, like, you're a regular. Like, it just sounds so funny. But another one you could say is you're a regular Joey Tribbiani. So that's Joey from Friends. Like, so I'm imagining like what's Joey known for? Like, you know, girls.
A lot of things, right?
Pizza, sandwiches, you
eating
know.
Eating a ton, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if you said something like that, then, you know, if somebody was like bragging about, oh, I have like 10 dates, blah, 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 with the, you're a regular Joey Tribbiani. Like, so things like that.
Yeah, I think the quirkier the character, the better, the more useful this is in this situation, right? If it's just kind of a character that's kind of mainstream and there's nothing interesting about them, then you're not going to end up using that character.
Right,
here.
It has to be a little bit unique or funny in some way. I mean, and it can be characters or, you know, celebrity, like fictional characters, celebrities. I mean, it could be like real people or an occupation. Like if somebody is cook something like really, really good, you could say, oh, you're a regular chef.
Yeah. If they're not a chef in real life, right? If they are a chef in real life, it doesn't make any sense because, yes, of course, you're already a chef. Like, I'm not going to tell you're a regular chef.
That would be weird. But I do think that overall, I think this is like most useful for pop culture references.
Yeah. It's more fun that way.
It's more fun that way. You can really like make somebody laugh in that way, because whoever you're going to say, it's going to be like a little surprise. Like they don't know what you're going to say. So, but do try and keep it to someone that you think that this person would know, and just be careful that that wouldn't be offensive to that person.
I mean, you can also, it doesn't necessarily just have to be pop culture. You could go back into history. You're a regular Ben Franklin, right? Have you invented something great, right?
True.
People are famous for so many things throughout history. So you could pull out historical figures and leaders of the past, that kind of thing, right?
Maybe not like a terrible leader. Not like,
yeah, I mean, I yeah, don't know why you'd want to say like someone that caused a lot of destruction.
No,
right?
Exactly. So you know, like, no. But I like the Ben Franklin example.
Yeah, this is meant to be lighthearted and fun and generally complimentary, right? This is not about like saying you are like insulting someone. This is very positive, right? And uplifting. Okay.
Yeah, or funny. I mean, it can be kind of just like teasing. Funny. It can tease. It'll have a sense of that. But again, you have to know your audience. You have to know mm-hmm. what you're. You know, we always talk about this idea of reading the room.
Yes.
And really knowing who you're talking to. So this shows also that you, if you're going to use it on someone else, you have to know them well. If you're going to use it on yourself, that's a little bit different. Then it's like. Have a little more fun with it because you are the one saying it about yourself.
Sure, sure. You have a little bit more of liberties there that you could take advantage of. I love it. Yeah. So, Michelle, before we do our takeaway for today, I just want to remind our listeners, guys, if you want to get your fluency score, you can get that in just a few minutes by taking our quiz. Michelle, where can they take the quiz? Where do they go?
Oh, allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
You got it. All right. So where should we leave our listeners? What's our takeaway here? This is a really cool skill.
All right, guys, this has been fun. This is a way to show your pop culture knowledge, to show that you know someone else, and or to show that you are kind of having fun with yourself. Like it says, yeah. It's a fun, lighthearted thing to do.
Absolutely.
But it does require a next level of awareness of who you're talking to and pop culture. So this is another reason why we always talk about that being important, because this is just like, I think it's that it goes back to that example. You can say, oh, I really like your new glasses. They remind me of Anderson Cooper's glasses. Or you can say, oh, hey, look, you're a regular Anderson Cooper in those glasses. I love them, you know, and that's just more fun.
It's more fun. This is a fun way to build connection. That's what it comes down to. And I think this also requires just a final point, an awareness of current events, right? So you don't want to go and reference someone that's in the news as having had like some kind of a scandal or being canceled, right? Or has said something that's insensitive. So that would add another layer of complication to your comment, right? To be like, what are you trying to say? Right?
Yeah, right.
So you not only have to know the characters, but also be aware of everyday news, things that are happening. Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to use a reference that just 2 days ago
Yes.
And also, guys, this is not, you don't have to, like we said, oh, it's more interesting to comment on somebody like this, but you can't use this all the time. Like, it's something that you have to like pick and choose, like to have, you know, to have a fun time with. I wouldn't aim to use this like 5 times a day or anything. This is just kind of sprinkle it throughout with a good sense of humor and have fun with it.
I love it. So good. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. This has been fun as always, and such a high level skill for our listeners.
This was fun.
So good. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.